Chapter 6. I stared at the woman in the horror costume. You're joking, right? I stammered. I mean, the doomslide. That's just a joke. She stared back with her bulging yellow eyes and didn't reply.
The signs give a warning, she said. There's always a warning.
She turned and disappeared into the dark entrance. Luke and I goggled at each other. I swallowed hard. My throat suddenly felt very dry. My hands were cold as ice now.
This is stupid, Luke muttered.
He jammed his hands into his jeans pockets.
It's just a dumb slide. Why is she trying to scare us?
I guess that's her job, I told him.
We've got to find Mom and Dad,
Luke muttered. We've got to find Clay first, I told him. If Mom and Dad find out we lost Clay, they'll get angry and make us go home as soon as we find him.
If we find him, Luke said glumly.
I glanced back across the plaza. No Mom and Dad. Two teenagers were buying black ice cream cones from the horror at the cart. Two horrors were sweeping the plaza with push brooms, working side by side. Far in the distance, I could hear the howl of a wolf from the werewolf village. The sun was high in the sky now. I could feel it beaming down on top of my head and on my shoulders, but I still felt cold all over.
Clay, where are you? I asked, thinking out loud.
He's sliding forever, Luke said, shaking his head. Sliding forever and ever on the doom slide.
That's dumb, I replied. But Luke had given me an idea. Come on, I said, tugging the sleeve on his t-shirt. I started pulling him to the dark entrance.
Huh? Where?
Luke pulled back.
We'll go on the slides again, I told him.
His mouth dropped open in protest.
Without Clay? We can't go on it again without Clay.
We're going to find Clay, I said, grabbing his arm this time and pulling him to the dark open doorway.
You mean...
My brother was starting to catch on. I nodded. Yes, we'll follow him. We'll take the same slide he took.
Slide number 10,
Luke murmured. And then he added in a solemn whisper,
the doom slide.
We'll take it, and it will lead us right to him, I said.
We climbed the ramp in silence. The rapid thud of our sneakers echoed in the vast, hollow mountain. We ran past the sign about halfway up to the top. I read it again as I passed it by.
Warning, you may be the one to slide to your doom.
Clay, are you still sliding? I wondered. I shook my head hard, shaking away the thought.
Of course he wasn't still sliding. What a stupid idea.
The two horrors were still standing at the top of the slides.
Be careful which slide you pick,
one of them warned.
We know which one we want, I said breathlessly. Slide number 10, both of us, together.
The horror nearest the slide motioned for us to sit down. I glanced at Luke, who stood right behind me, his features tight with fear. He tugged me back a few steps.
Maybe we shouldn't, he whispered.
Why not? I demanded impatiently.
What if the warning is true?
Luke demanded.
Don't be dumb, I scolded him. This is an amusement park, remember? They don't kill kids or send them sliding to their doom. It's all for fun.
Luke swallowed hard.
You sure?
Of course I'm sure, I replied. Now, do you want to find Clay or not?
Luke nodded.
Then let's go, I ordered.
I sat down at the top of slide number 10. Luke plopped down right behind me, stretching his legs outside of mine.
I felt the floor tilt up beneath us.
We started to slide.
Clay, here we come, I cried.